Our next movement from the Credo in Bach's Mass in B minor is the Confit Deor, a complicated movement. In our recording, the conductor has elected to use 5 soloists and 5-part choir. This movement is written in the old style, the stile antico, the kind of writing which makes heavy use of imitation. It will be a double fugue. That means it has 2 themes or subjects. You can best identify them by words as well as by melody. The word confiteor, I confess, or we would say I believe, confiteor has its own theme, which is the very first music we will hear. The second fugue subject is often heard with the words in remissionem peccatorum, in the remission of sins. Now, although this is one of my very favorite movements, I realize that Bach's music is utterly dense. Its counterpoint, although marvelously crafted, is very difficult to follow. I know that some of you who have sung this Mass will be happily humming along, but I suggest that if you have not sung this work, you might instead focus on the sense of joy as the soloists and choir join voices to sing that they confess that there is baptism for the remission of sins. You can almost feel the music steadily bouncing along as the musicians rejoice through their art of singing and playing. But after 2.5 minutes of this complicated singing in the old style, Bach suddenly has the music become quiet. And you will clearly hear that the tempo has become much slower. Now, initially, I found this transformation rather strange. As this happens, the choir is singing the final line of number 8, Et expecto resurrectionem mortuorum, and I await the resurrection of the dead. Now, surely, this music should have been even more exciting and much louder than the baptism stuff. But no. Bach is focusing on the word expecto. Expect, or I would say await. We are waiting, not in a state of unending frenzy of excitement, but our waiting is a quiet waiting, a calm waiting, an assured waiting, and there are times when it's a truly puzzled waiting. We wait, but we don't really know what it will be like, and I feel this kind of waiting or expecting in this part of the movement. And then we have Bach's wonderful transition to the 9th movement. He has 1 lone soprano soloist sing softly, but with anticipation, et expect, and before she can finish expecto, it is as though we are experiencing the resurrection of the dead. Our little musical universe is transformed as the music explodes with the 2 final lines of this historic Nicene Creed. The resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The music drives ahead as if propelled by a whole universe of faith. The final 2 minutes of this creed are filled with excitement, for obvious reasons.